You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's own community radio. Community radio is a non-commercial alternative that's produced by volunteers from the place where you live, work, and play. It's supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. To find out more, go to voiceofshoeswap.ca and find out the many ways you can support The Voice. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. And this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we've got a return engagement of the Shoe Jazz Quintet with special guest Richard Graham on drums. Before the break, we heard them playing a Jordan Dick composition entitled Symbaticus Ambiguus. Sandy Gabron is going to introduce the next tune, but first, Colin Spence talks a bit more about the Jazz Society's website. Where do you see the website going? Short term, anyways. You obviously have some ideas of what you want to do with it.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Some of the stuff has already been done. I wanted to get something on the front page, like on the home page, that would allow people to have a good look at what's coming up in the schedule for performances. And I've got that now. Luckily, Squarespace has a really nice carousel menu thing that you can insert in there, and that will allow you to see with a little graphic and the date and everything what's coming up, and then you can just scroll through it a little Rolodex, and then if you click on one element in there, it'll take you into a detailed description. So that's now on the front page, which is super handy for anybody that's looking to get a quick overview of what's coming up. And the only other thing, the two other things right now that I really want to fix are a little bit of the history. There's a whole bunch of photographs and some historical information on the club. I want to try and get that there so that if anybody wants to have a peek, they can. I've already put some history up on the site, and then the photographs are to follow. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that I think there's still maybe issues with our contact information there that need to be fixed up a bit. So that's also going to get corrected here shortly.
Good stuff. So how far ahead is the schedule up for right now?
Takes us into January.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're well into the new year with it, and I haven't talked to Jordan in the last little bit here, but he may be working on other stuff too, and he and I just need to connect. But that's where it was, like, as of a couple, 3 weeks ago or something like that. So
there's no excuse for missing a single one now.
So, thank you very much. Our next song is called Freddy the Freeloader. And it was written by Miles Davis. And I wondered where the title came from. Does anybody know? Did you hear them?
Red Skeleton?
Hey, you got it. Red Skeleton. But Miles Davis named it. He got the idea from Red Skeleton because there was this guy they called Freddy. Used to hang out around the clubs all the time wanting a free ticket in. So he named his song after him.
Thank you.
In case you didn't know, people in a band. We'll start with our pianist, Colin Spence. Behind me on bass, Bill Lockie. I'm not sure where Jordan went, but he's playing guitar over there. And our special guest tonight, I don't think I've forgot anybody except for our drummer, all the way from Kamloops, Richard Graham.